So we'll say there is an incredible pasuk. There are many incredible pasukim in Parashas Mishpatim, but the Torah says as follows. This is in Perek Chaf Beis. Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Ches, chapter 22, verse 3. Torah over here is talking about the halachos, ultimately again, of Shomrim. Al kol davar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda asher yomar ki hu zeh, ata elokim yavol davar shneim asher yashir elokim yishalim shneim reyo. So we'll say, Torah is talking over here about contested property. And if you have contested property, ultimately, again, if they're unable to go ahead and adjudicate the case, they're unable to decide who is right, who is wrong. Sometimes you have to take things to a Beis Din, ultimately, again, to adjudicate who is correct, who is right, who is wrong. Fine. So we'll say, without getting into all the technicalities, there's a very important phrase in this pasuk. The phrase, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. Ki hu zeh, the Gemara in the Sanhedrin, I will say, there's much more technicalities behind this Vart than I normally do on a Shabbos morning, on a Friday morning Vart. But ki hu zeh, I will say, is the source for the concept of modib amiksas. Modib amiksas, I will say, means as follows. If I go over to Reuven and I say, Reuven, you owe me $1,000. And Reuven says, I owe you nothing. I owe you nothing. So what's the halacha? The halacha is he's a kofir bakol, right? He denies the entire claim. And what's the status of someone who's kofar bakol? He's pater. There's an obligation for shvua, done. But if I say, Reuven, you owe me $1,000. And Reuven says what? I don't owe you $1,000, I owe you $500. That's called modib amiksas, partial admission. So I say, what's the halacha of partial admission? The halacha is he has to pay me the $500, and what? He has to take a shvua, he has to take an oath regarding the remaining $500. That's called shvuas modib amiksas. And that's learned out actually from the phrase, in this week's parasha, that phrase, asher yomar ki hu zeh. So ki hu zeh, if he says, this is what I owe you, but I don't owe you the rest, modib amiksas, partial admission, generates a shvua, an obligation to take an oath on the remaining contested amount. So Lubavitch Rebbe says something so incredibly beautiful. He says, you know, this constant modem that makes us a partial admission is not just a din in monetary law, it's a din in ruchnius as well. Listen to this. I'm going to read to you from the rabbi. He says, B'shash adam michshal b'chait. You know, when a person goes in and commits an aveira, lo yitachin lomar shekoma huso shakua b'chait. Shari etzem ha'neshama lo chata, v'nishra b'dvekusa b'ashem gam b'shas achait. So we'll say, when I make a mistake, when I commit an aveira, so there's no such thing as a Jew who fully defiles himself. I partially defile myself. Right? No, so even with the worst aveira, I'm never fully tame. There's always a part of me which remains tar. There's always a part of me which remains good. Gamizad kochos hanashama. Lo yitachin. He says, V'lachin, lo yitachin sheyuhudi o afilu koach echad shebo yekulora. But I say, there's no such thing as a Jew, no matter how severe the aveira may be. There's no such thing as a Jew who is totally evil. So, what happens when I commit an aveira? When I commit an aveira, and the Yetzirah wants to come and prosecute against me and say, "Look, you're a Rasha." You know what I say to the Yetzirah? I'm modib amiksas. I'll give you a partial admission. What's the partial admission? The partial admission is, some of me is not so great. Some of me is tummy. Some of me is defiled. Right? Part of me has become a Rasha. But not all of me. I'll be modib amiksas. I'll admit part of the Yetzer. You're coming and you're saying I'm a Rasha. You're coming and you're saying I'm defiled. You're coming and you're saying I've divested myself of all of my holiness. No. I refuse to fully admit to your claim. At most, I'll be modib amiksas. At most, I will partially admit, partial admission, part of me is defiled, part of me has become tamei, part of me, maybe part of me, is a little bit infused with rishos, but not all of me. So says the Rebbe, watch this. V'kash toin ha'adam, kinegdo tainis modu b'miksas. Lo koma husi, v'kochi chatu, elazeh b'miksas bilvad. I have not sinned in my totality. I have not divested myself of all of my kedusha, but rather, again, at most, I've sinned in part. I'll be modeb miktsos. I've defiled part of myself. Someone said, what's the halacha? Modu b'miktsas. What's the halacha? Rebbe says, modu b'miktsas, chayiv shavua. So what happens if you have a partial admission? You're chayiv shavua. You're chayiv for an oath. Right? You have to take an oath on the remainder. Says Rebbe, what does that mean? Adam shebecheto miktsaso nichnas l'rishus hayetzer. Zoko kula tosefes kawach. Shelo yipol yosel l'rishus hara. Someone say, what is a shavua? Right? A shavua ultimately is an oath. Someone say, why do people take oaths? People take oaths to be mechazik themselves. Sometimes if I know I need to get something done, and I need to make sure that the job gets done, it's not just enough to say I'm going to do the right thing, but what do I have to do? I have to swear. I have to take an oath. I have to take an edu. That's mizareis myself. So says there is something absolutely amazing. If you come to a point in life where you're mode b'miktsas, if I come to a point in life where I say to myself, you know what? I've done things wrong. And as a result, I've compromised myself, right? Now the good news is what Rabbi say? I'm only mode b'miktsas, right? I have not defiled myself in totality. I've not ruined myself in totality, but I've done things wrong, which I've compromised myself in some way. Chayiv shvua. The Rabbi say, I'm obligated to take an oath. What kind of oath? I have to swear to myself to be better. I have to swear to myself that I'm not going to let this happen again. I have to swear to myself that I'm going to live differently. I'm going to behave differently. I'm going to take my life in a different direction. I'm not going to be content with mediocrity. I'm not going to be content with getting by. And it's not just enough to say it. I swear it. I take a shavua. Because if I say, when you're mode b'miktsas, there's good news and bad news. What's the good news? The good news is there's a part of me that's pure, unsullied, holy, and incredibly beautiful. What's the bad news? The bad news is there's a part of me that's been compromised. There's a part of me that's been a bit sullied. There's a part of me that's been a bit ruined. So what do you do when you realize that as a result of your life decisions, you've compromised yourself in some way? Chayiv b'shavua. Swear to yourself that it's going to be different going forward. Swear to yourself that you're going to live differently. Swear to yourself that you're going to make different kinds of decisions. Swear to yourself that you're getting yourself on a different kind of life path and life trajectory. But the Rebbe goes on. He says, Chayiv b'shavua also means something different. He says, shavua is also from Lashon of sviya. Sviya means to be sated. When a person takes a shavua to be different, to be better, to live differently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiates them with potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sates them. I don't know what the right word is, satiate or sates. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills them with incredible potential. B'derech she'adam rotze leilech molichen oso. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I'm mode b'miktsas, and maybe I ruined part, but I want to salvage and build on the remainder, chayoven b'shvua. I'm obligated, Rabbosai, to take the reins of my life and to swear to myself that things are going to be different going forward. And when I take that shvua, Mashbi and Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu satiates me with potential, with koach, to be better. See, Rabbosai, all of us are in the category of mode b'miktsas. Because all of us have done things which have compromised us, which have put us in the Rishus of Yetzirah. All of us have done things which have derailed us from the path we need to take in life. For step number one is be mode b'miktsas. Yes, I've compromised myself, but not in totality. At most, just with miktsas. So what do you do now after your mode b'miktsas? Chayiv b'shavua. Ribono shel Olam, I swear to you and I swear to myself, life is going to be different going forward. I'm going to be different. I'm going to live differently. And when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that I take my shavua, mashbi and oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu satiates me with koach, with potential to be better and to live better. Halavai Rabbosai, we should be zocha. Shabbos.